travel often, Matt?
I travel sometimes, Tina. Why?
I'm traveling to Chicago in August. Do you know a good hotel there?
I was in Chicago once. There are many good hotels there.
Do many offer a free breakfast?
Some might, but you can check online.
I know. I'm doing that.
You can make your reservation online.
I know. I can get a good price online.
You can check in to some hotels online.
Really? Is that a good idea?
Some people like it.
Do you still have to go to the front desk for your key card?
Yes, you get one from the clerk.
Travel is fun. You can see interesting things. You can stay in nice places. Hotels offer travelers many things, but some are expensive. At a hotel, you first go to the front desk. There, you check in. You tell the clerk your name. He or she checks your reservation. Then, you give him or her your credit card. After that, the clerk gives you a key card. Then, you go to your room. Well, hello everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name's Pauline. I'm so excited to learn with you today.
And my name is Peter. Hello everyone. Are you ready to get away? Today's topic is travel.
That's right. And our title today is At a Hotel. Peter, do you stay at a hotel when you travel?
Sometimes I do. We'll talk about hotels today, but of course, sometimes I like to stay with friends or maybe stay at a hostel.
Sure. Well, what do you like about hotels?
Oh, well, they're very nice inside. When you stay at a hotel, you know your room is going to be comfortable. And when you travel, that's a really important thing. What about you, Pauline? What do you like about hotels?
Ooh, well, I like the air conditioning. If it's hot outside, I like going to the beach and hot places, but then I want to go back to a hotel where it's nice and cool and I can relax.
That's right. We can relax in the hotel. But hotels can be expensive. Are there other places that you can stay that's not a hotel?
Well, sure. Like you said, you could stay at a hostel. Those are like hotels, but they are cheaper.
A hostel is a place where you might share a room with some other guests that you don't know. This can be nice, but sometimes it's not.
That's true. It just depends on what you want, but it is cheaper. Oh, and there's also the option to go to a bed and breakfast. Some people take their homes and turn it into a little small hotel that serves breakfast in the morning. Those are bed and breakfasts, and they are fun to stay at, too.
Yes, they are, and today we're talking about hotels. So before we talk any more about that, let's learn our keywords. Here's our teacher, Christina, to help us out.
Hello, Tina 打算到芝加哥 Chicago 去旅行。他问 Matt 知不知道那边有没有什么好的旅馆。Do you know a good hotel there? 名词 hotel 就是旅馆、饭店。挑选旅馆的时候 ,Tina 还想知道他们有没有提供免费早餐。Do they offer a free breakfast? 动词 offer 就是提供。到了饭店都需要先登记入住。登记的这个动作就是 check in. You have to check in first.登记完毕之后，柜台的职员就会把门卡交给你。You can get your key card from the clerk. 名词 clerk 就是职员。现在很多人都是上网订饭店的。You can make your reservation online. 名词 reservation 就是预定、预约的意思。
Do you travel often, Matt?
I travel sometimes, Tina. Why?
I'm traveling to Chicago in August. Do you know a good hotel there?
I was in Chicago once. There are many good hotels there.
Do many offer a free breakfast?
Some might, but you can check online.
I know. I'm doing that. All right, so Tina and Matt are talking today. They are talking about travel. Tina asks a good question to start the conversation. She asks, do you travel often?
You can add the name at the beginning or the end of this question. Do you travel often, Pauline? Pauline, do you travel often?
Well, yes, Peter, I do travel often. I love to travel. Do you travel often, Peter?
Yes, I do travel often. Sometimes I travel to see family. Sometimes I travel for work. But my favorite is traveling for fun.
Me too. And I think the two of us probably travel more often than most people. Well, we learned today that Matt travels sometimes. But why is Tina asking Matt this question?
Tina needs some help. She is traveling soon and needs to find a hotel. If Matt travels often, then maybe he can help her find a good hotel. Maybe he knows.
Tina is traveling to Chicago in August. She asks Matt if he knows a good hotel there.
Let's go to Christina to learn a little bit more about something you just said, Pauline. Here's Christina.
Tina 说她八月的时候要到芝加哥旅游。I'm traveling to Chicago in August. 我们要来讲 Chicago 这个字的发音。一般来说 CH 都是发 CH 的音。比如说 chair, teacher, chicken, lunch, change. 这些都是 CH 发 CH 的音。不过因为 Chicago 这个字是从法文来的，所以要念成 Chicago。CH 发成 SH 的音，所以不要念错咯。我们偶尔还是会听到有人念错。类似的字还有像机器 machine, 主厨 chef, 香槟 champagne, 还有像简介的小册子是 brochure, 这些字都是 CH 发成 SH 的音。
Thanks for that, Christina. So Tina is traveling to Chicago in August.It has been a long time since we reviewed the months of the year, so let's do that.
All right, well, I'll start. The first month is January, then February, March, April, May, and then June.
Okay, now let me do the rest. Then we have July, August, September, October, November, and finally December.
Very good. Friends, did you get that? I hope that little review helped. So, Tina will stay in a hotel. Let's talk a little bit more about that.
You get a room, and it will have a bed and a bathroom. Maybe you will have breakfast in the morning, too.
I think it depends. Some might. But, of course, when you find your hotel room online, then you can find out.
Probably many will have breakfast.
I say probably not many.
Really? I think probably many will.
Probably not many. That's today's
calendar phrase.
Probably not many.
Probably not many.
应该没有很多人喜欢。
Do kids like doing homework?
Probably not many.
Do kids like studying?
Probably not many.
Do kids like taking tests?
Probably not many.
Do kids like summer vacation?
Probably many.
I do.
Yeah.
Probably not many.
Probably not many.
应该没有很多人喜欢。
So we learn that Matt travels sometimes. He is being helpful, but I don't think he is the best person to ask about Chicago.
Why do you say that, Pauline?
Well, he was only there once. That is not very often.
If you use it more often, then you will be better.
Use it more often. Are we still talking about Matt?
No, now we are talking about Rebecca. Here she is to help us use it.
Hello, friends. Let's have some fun and learn today's use it tip. If you want to say that you only did something one time, you can use today's use it. For example, I was in Taipei once. Well, here's another example. I was late for work once. Make sure that you go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. I was in New York once. It was very nice.
I was in Chicago once, just like Matt. I went to the museum there.
Well, there is a lot to do in Chicago. It's a very large city. I've been there and I really like it.
Well, Tina will have a great time when she does go. Well, friends, let's take a short break. We'll see you right after this. See you soon.
Let's talk in English. Daniel's everyday. That's the way.
Welcome back, friends. Well, it's summer finally, and a lot of us like to go traveling in the summer. Do you travel in the summer?
When I was a student, I traveled more often in the summer. This is a time when many families have vacation, so they will all travel together. I miss those summer vacations with my family.
Yeah, me too. We used to do that also. Plus, the weather is nice for traveling. Well, let's learn more about Tina's trip with Conversation B.
You can make your reservation online.
I know. I can get a good price online.
You can check in to some hotels online.
Really? Is that a good idea?
Some people like it.
Do you still have to go to the front desk for your key card?
Yes, you get one from the clerk.
All right, now we are talking about some great words for the hotel.
When you need to go to a hotel, you need to know a few words and a few questions, too.
When you first get to a hotel, they might ask you, "Do you have a reservation?"
Right. A reservation is something you make before you go to the hotel. When you have a reservation, the hotel knows that you are coming. They know how many people are coming and how long you are going to stay.
Yes. They know for sure that you will be there. And you also know for sure that you have a room. Those are two important things.
Very important. Matt is saying that you can make a reservation online. Anything on the internet is done online.
Let's talk to Christina more about this. Here she is.
Matt 建议 Tina 可以上网去预订饭店住宿。You can make your reservation online. 名词 reservation 就是预约的意思。通常要用动词 make. 预订就是 make a reservation. 你可以说 make a hotel reservation, 订饭店。Make a airline reservation, 订机票。Make a dinner reservation, 订餐厅的晚餐。以订餐厅为例，你可以打电话给餐厅说I'd like to make a dinner reservation for 2 people. 这是餐厅定位两个人。当你到了餐厅之后，服务人员可能会问你 Do you have a reservation? 你有预约吗？或者你可以主动告诉对方 I have a reservation for 2. 然后就主动报出预约人的姓名。
Thanks, Christina. When you make a reservation online, you can get a good price.
When you buy something or spend money on something, the price is the money you pay for that thing. A good price means that it is cheap.
When you first get to a hotel, you want to check in. You can say to the person at the desk, "I want to check in, please."
Yes, this tells them that you have arrived and that you have a reservation. So, friends, make sure to say the K sound at the end of this word, check in.
You can also check in online sometimes.
Would you say that many people check in online? Is that a good idea?
I actually didn't know this was possible until this conversation today.
Oh, okay. Well, now you know this is something new that many people can use. Well, Matt says some people like it. It is helpful, I think, but you still have to go to the hotel and talk to the person at the desk either way.
But it might save you time, or if you are running late, it can help you keep your reservation. The hotel knows you are still coming.
So we have been talking about this person at the desk. What do you call this person?
You can call them a clerk.
A clerk works behind a desk or at the front of a store to help customers. You might call this person the hotel clerk.
When you check in, you will speak with the clerk. They will ask about your reservation.
You might show them your passport or some other kind of ID.
That's right. At the end of checking in, they will give you your key card. A key opens a door, but this key is also a card.
Yeah, it's like a credit card, but it is a key for your room. You will swipe it on the door, and then you can go into your wonderful hotel room.
Although sometimes there might be a problem with the card, this happens to me sometimes. Don't worry, just go back to the clerk and say, "My card doesn't work. I'm in room," and then say the number you're in. They can help you.
All right, well, thank you. You should be a clerk. Anyway, now it's time to review. Let's take a look at the keywords from today.
Here's your first keyword for today. Hotel. Hotel. You can stay at a hotel for two nights.
Offer. Offer. Nancy offers her help to many people.
Clerk. Clerk. Many clerks work at the front desk.
Check in. Check in. You can check in at 3 p.m.
Reservation. Reservation. I have a reservation for dinner at 6:30. All right, friends, those are your keywords. Keep on practicing. And now let's review our lesson one more time together. Do you travel often, Matt?
I travel sometimes, Tina. Why?
I'm traveling to Chicago in August. Do you know a good hotel there?
I was in Chicago once. There are many good hotels there.
Do many offer a free breakfast?
Some might, but you can check online.
I know. I'm doing that.
You can make your reservation online.
I know. I can get a good price online.
You can check in to some hotels online.
Really? Is that a good idea?
Some people like it.
Do you still have to go to the front desk for your key card?
Yes, you get one from the clerk.
I want to travel, James. Traveling is fun.
What do you like best about traveling?
I like staying in hotels.
Me too. But some hotels are expensive.
I know. Expensive hotels have a big front desk.
Yes, that's where you go to check in.
Check in?
Yes, you tell the clerk your name.
Oh, and give the clerk your credit card.
Right. Then you get a key card and go to your room.
Yeah, and then the fun begins.
What fun?
Jumping on the bed. One little monkey jumping on the bed.
No, Ginger. Jumping on the bed is not allowed.
Oh, no little monkeys jumping. jumping on the bed.
When I think of the future, wonder where I'll be, what I'll be doing, who will be with me. Many things that I could do, places I'd like to go.
Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed this useful English today. Now, when you stay at a hotel, the clerk can also be useful in helping you plan your trips.
Yes, when I go to a hotel, often I will ask the clerk about restaurants nearby. I will ask, "Do you suggest any good restaurants around here?"
Or if there's a fun activity, maybe the hotel helps organize one of those events that you can go to. Well, friends, thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you again tomorrow for more. Right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.